listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
This is the alternative media, exposing government corruption, defending our suspended constitution, demanding the rights of we the people, broadcasting the truth. The puppet media dare not report. Long live liberty and death to the new world order. Prepare yourself. This is the alternative media.
Hello and welcome to the Alternative Media. This is your Saturday broadcast where we discuss current events, politics, the disinformation, lies, deceit, and propaganda, the mainstream corporate-owned puppet media, and the fact that the federal government of the United States no longer has any resemblance whatsoever a representation of we the people. It is Saturday, March 20th, 2021. We're in hour one of the broadcast, as usual. No shortage of news and information to talk about today, and we'll give you a shotgun blast of news all over the board. First hour, we're going to take phone calls. The second hour, just to get started, yesterday, I guess it was around noon, I'm not sure, someone sent me a text, and it was Biden falling up the steps. I'm sure everyone in this audience probably has seen this. Now, he actually managed to fall down three times going up stairs. Now, I grew up in a two-story house. Several people fell down the stairs. I don't recall anyone falling up them, but I was so hoping when he finally made that third fall and was completely on the stairs, I was hoping that he was going to, you know, turn and do a header back down the steps, you know, maybe Three Stooges style or something. They'll probably change this to like an escalator or something, because he's not going to be able to traverse the steps, obviously. The big tough guy Biden, you know, calling Putin a killer this past week, and Putin saying it takes one to know one, and challenging him to a live on-air debate, knowing that, you know, he obviously, of course, Natural News ran the story. I saw it in a couple of different places. Rents had it where it looked like his hand went through the microphone, like Joe Biden's a hologram. You know, if you go to like Google or whatever, and you go to you do Joe Biden and go to images and look. I know it sounds crazy, and we've had a couple of callers over the last month that's mentioned this, but his skin, he doesn't have a wrinkle on his skin. His face is so tight. It's white. I don't know. He looks different, but you can do the same thing with Mark Zuckerberg. You can find photos of Mark Zuckerberg, and he doesn't look like Data's love child from Star Trek, you know, and actually, you know, I've said that for years, and I actually heard Alex Jones say that about a week or so ago. He looked like Data's left child. Someone called in and mentioned John Stattmiller this week, I heard on the Alex Jones show. I've just been skipping around seeing who's saying what, and, you know, the fill-ins for Rush Limbaugh is starting to sound more like RBN. I mean, they're talking about the vaccine. They're talking up. Sean Hannity even done a thing on, is there two Joe Bidens? I mean, some of this stuff is like it's going full circle. But I wanted to make mention, someone sent me, it was Andrew Carrington Hitchcock's show. I thought it was from this week, but actually when I got looking into it, it was on February 19th, and it was Dr. Eric Carl Strom. And that is really interesting broadcast right there. So Andrew Carrington Hitchcock from February 19th, Dr. Eric Strom. And he gets into, and I'm kind of a pretty big fan of Aaron and Melissa Dykes, Truth Stream Media, but I just haven't had time. I've got some family things going on that's really taking up a lot of my time. And I apologize. I got a ton of email off last week's broadcast, a lot of news and information that I'm using. I've just not been able to respond to a lot of stuff, unfortunately. But, you know, it is what it is. But anyway, Minds of Men, this thing's like 3 hours and 45 minutes or something, and I've not watched the whole thing. I've watched probably the first hour. But True Stream Media, Minds of Men, that gets the honorable mention as well with Andrew. But that's what they were discussing somewhat, and that's very interesting. This is a deep dive into the mass manipulation that's been done to this society for decades, going back prior to MKUltra and up through it all. And you know, it really hits home now with what we're seeing in this society. I mean, look at the mass manipulation that's taking place with regards to the vaccination. I got to talk to a lady this week that works for the health department. She wore a mask. We were out in the middle of nowhere, outdoors, and she's wearing a mask. And I told her, you know, you don't have to wear your mask. And she said, oh, yeah, I have to, the health department. I did not know. The people that work for the health department, you know, they also do like perk tests and that kind of thing. And it's the same, the same ones that do that also give the vaccine and work these vaccine, mass vaccination drive throughs and whatnot. And she was just astounded and appalled that anyone would oppose the vaccination. Had a discussion with her, and it just boggles my mind. But back to the minds of men, it does come full circle when you see how mainstream media, your local news media, the fear mongering that's been done to society, and that we've got a large segment out here that are in a rush, a panic, to go get a vaccine, which is not even a real vaccine. I know you guys know all this. There's been many great broadcasts on RBN discussing the facts and truths about what is happening. And, you know, there's been several. I didn't cover the story today because so many people have been covering it. But there's just more and more high-ranking doctors coming out and saying that actually taking the vaccine is going to cause these people to have many, many health problems going forward. So it looks like we are on the road to the zombie apocalypse. Well, I want to get started with some of the news. And this is in from WorldNet Daily. A California state lawmaker wants to ban from service police officers and police officer candidates who are members of hate groups or have used hate speech in the past, even in private discussion forums. You know, we've talked about it. Everybody that puts every mundane aspect of their life on Facebook and stuff, they love that so they can use it against you. The news curator Press California reported the bill's definition of the term hate could apply to ban police officers expressing conservative religion or political views on abortion, marriage, or gender, or with membership in a political party or a church that does. So if you even go to church, this is where they're taking it. We talked about this years ago, and here it's finally here. If you go to church and you have any kind of, if you have any kind of moral values whatsoever, you're to be censored, you're to be deplatformed, you're not to be able to have a job. I mean, this insane foolishness that we're putting up with in this country is maddening, sickening, and it is the opposite of any semblance of anything like freedom. Pacific Justice Institute senior staff attorney Matthew McConnell said the bill would usher in a new era of McCarthyism that would target evangelicals and even registered Republicans. Under the guise of addressing police gangs, the bill at the same time launches an inexplicable, unwarranted, and unprecedented attack on peaceable, conscientious officers who happen to hold conservative political views. The sponsor of AB 655 is a Bay Area Assemblyman, Osh Kalroth, a Democrat from San Jose. So anyway, I just wanted to get that in quickly. AB 655, they're sponsoring bills in California that if you don't embrace depravity, well, by golly, you can't hold, you can't be a police officer. And that's just the tip of the iceberg. Now, I thought this was rich. A federal judge on Thursday agreed with Ghislaine Maxwell's request to keep certain details in the criminal case against her a secret. This is NewYorkPost.com. Finding that information would be too sensational and impure to reveal to the public. So here we've got a pedophile ring, an international pedophile ring, run by the Mossad, operating at the highest levels of the U.S. government. And the American people, it's too sensitive. It's too impure for us to. And, you know, this is not about knowing her sexual history with a consensual adult. This is about knowing about the criminality of the super filth that was going on and been going on at the highest levels of the federal government. You know, Nancy Pelosi, she wants to have a congressional inquiry, 9/11 style, into the January 6th events, of course, because they care so much. But you know, the city's burning down all over the country last summer. Well, that was just okay. That arson and murder and looting would just turn a blind eye. That was mostly peaceful, remember? But they don't want to have a 9/11 type inquiry into an international pedophile ring run by the Mossad, operating at the highest levels of the government, where old Slick Willie himself donned the Lolita Express, what was it, 23 times or more? I forget. So U.S. District Judge Allison J. Nathan is issued a ruling on redactions that Maxwell had asked for regarding transcripts the government filed under seal last month. So here you're a suspected pedophile operating an international ring, and you get to request that, hey, you know, some of this stuff is so sensational and impure, let's not let the public know the levels of super filth that was happening here. So, you know, this smells like the fix is in. Now, this is, contrast this. That is too sensational and impure. Did anybody see the pornographic filth-a-thon that they renamed the Grammys this past week? I know nobody in this audience probably watched it, but and nobody really did watch it, I think. It's dropping like a rock, but a lot of people covered it of how just straight-up triple X-rated pornography and these talentless wonders were treated as if they're some sort of artist or musicians. So Cardi B in this pornographic lesbian filth extraordinaire, these talentless wonders, that's art, and that's not offensive, and that's okay, but, you know, Pepe Le Pew's a problem. You know, Dr. Seuss is a problem. I mean, the hypocrisy of the media in this country is just off the charts. I mean, if you haven't seen that, I would say don't even worry about it. But what they done the WAP song. That's all you really need. You need to know. So I wanted to get that in, that a federal judge is actually redacting on her request, so that the information doesn't get so what to transparency or any of that. So, you know, I've not seen nothing but like artistic renderings, artist drawings of Ghislaine Maxwell since this whole thing started. And, you know, I was out up front at the very beginning of the whole Epstein that I didn't think he was killed in a prison. I think that would demoralize the troops in the Mossad for their rock star to be assassinated like that. So I think all of that, every bit of it, was a complete hoax. All right, I want to get this in quick, and it will fit here before the break. So before we, this is a father of a teenage girl in Canada, and he's being put in jail for fighting against her having transgender surgery at age 14 and medically altering her body. Sam, let's play audio number one, please, and then we'll talk about it.
Because here I am sitting there as a parent watching a perfectly healthy child be destroyed. And there's nothing I can do but sit on the sideline and, according to Justice Bowden at the time, cheer it on. I could only affirm or get thrown in jail.
For the past 11 months, Canadian father Robert Hoogland's now 15-year-old daughter has been receiving testosterone injections by court order. The process began in late February of last year when Justice Bowden of the British Columbia Supreme Court ruled that the then 14-year-old girl should be medically transitioned to a boy regardless of the wishes of either of her parents. While the girl's mother was willing to cooperate, her father was distraught.
This will not change her DNA. She will not become a boy. It can lead to increased heart disease and other risks of that nature, different types of cancers. Because they're going to be stopping her puberty, her bone density will stop right where it is. And I kept saying, no, this is not going to happen. I'm not consenting.
According to the courts, however, Rob's consent wasn't relevant. In fact, Justice Bowden went one step further, declaring that Rob and his wife had to affirm their daughter's new gender identity. Rob was told that if he tried to dissuade his daughter or referred to her as a girl, he would be considered guilty of family violence. The night of the ruling, Rob granted an interview to the Federalist, lamenting the state-sponsored transition of his mentally vulnerable daughter. He also pointed out that his daughter was biologically a girl and would simply have her health impaired by high-dosage testosterone. The interview infuriated the BC Supreme Court. A few weeks later, Justice Francesca Mazzari convicted Rob of family violence for using female pronouns. To make sure Rob didn't refer to his daughter as a girl again, Mazzari signed a protection order authorising the police to immediately arrest Rob without warrant if he was caught referring to his daughter as a girl or with female pronouns.
And even in the Mazzari ruling, I mean, it said that I could only think thoughts that were contrary to what the Bowdoin ruling was. The court was gracious enough to say that they could not police my thoughts, essentially, but everything else they could.
Rob kept quiet through the long months of 2019, hoping to get his daughter off testosterone in the Court of Appeal. But in January of this year, the highest court in British Columbia declared that Rob's daughter should continue taking testosterone. It also placed a conduct order on Rob, demanding that he continue to acknowledge and refer to his daughter as male and employ male pronouns.
They've now created a delusion, and then they're forcing parents like myself to have to live in this delusion. And then what happens when the bubble explodes and the delusion ends? She can never go back to being a girl. I mean, she'll always be a girl, but she can never go back to being a girl in a healthy body that she should have had. Right? She's going to forever have a lower voice. She'll forever have to shave because of facial hair. She won't be able to have children. She won't have a family. These kids don't even understand what this stuff means. What kid who's 13 is thinking about a family and having children? Not many.
Desperate to get his story heard, Rob gave several interviews to Canadian commentators and reporters. The interviews he gave were quickly suppressed in Canada, and Rob was threatened again with severe consequences for speaking out. But Rob felt that he could not remain silent.
You know, what kind of father would I be if, let's say, in 5-10 years, my daughter is detransitioning and she turns to me and says, you know, Dad or Mom, like, why did none of you do anything to stop this? I was a child. Like, none of you stuck your neck out for me back then. You just let me do it because I was an immature kid thinking this was something great. Where were you on that one? When my daughter asked me that question, I'll say, you know, I did everything that I possibly could. There was nothing more I could do. And then when there was nothing more I could do, I continued on because I didn't want other parents to go through what I went through.
Wow, how about that? How about that for government tyranny? How about that for no rights whatsoever for parents? How about family violence if you refer to your daughter with female pronouns and you're forced to live in this delusion? And this is where they're taking it. You know, I did the story probably 2 weeks ago where Nancy Pelosi was getting rid of all this verbiage in language used by the House. They're wanting to, and they're not just wanting to, they're obviously, from that story, successfully implementing this on society to where the government is God. The government is portraying God in your life when they can tell you, and I'm here to tell you, this area is probably just like where you live. There is a buku of people that don't wear a mask anywhere for anything now. There's a lot more people speaking out. Of course, I still see people riding around by themselves with a mask on. But I think, and I've been surprised at the normies, people that don't listen to RBN and don't generally seek out this type of information, are certainly questioning the vaccines, even though it's being censored off of everything. People, a large segment of society, or at least some segment of society, has an inherent barometer that tells them something is bad wrong. And this one pegs the meter because it's so ridiculous. So, yeah, Rob Hoogland, A resident of Surrey, British Columbia, the brave father of a young teenage girl who's been stolen by him by the medical community. We're coming up on a break. Back in a moment.
As a listener of RBN, you're surely concerned about being informed and being ready for whatever may come. Please consider the following questionnaire as a soul-jarring wake-up call. If you answer no to more than two of these following questions, you probably aren't going to make it through any major disruption in our country. The questions were compiled by people that have been there. Are you really ready? Do you own your own firearm for the primary defense and protection of you and your loved ones? Have you ever been professionally trained to stand against life-threatening behavior? Have you ever practiced enough to fire 500 rounds during a 2 to 4 day time frame, day and night? Can you load, unload, fire, and clear a jam in total darkness? Have all the adults in your household been professionally trained? Are you, life and death, comfortable with your abilities with pistol, revolver, shotgun, and rifle? Are you aware that everything that you do to prepare for an emergency is a waste of time, money, and energy? If you haven't honed your abilities to their highest level to protect and keep what you have? Do you have the repair parts that will most likely be needed for each of your firearm, and do you have the ability to install those parts? Could you completely clean every firearm you own? Are you aware that your body won't go where your mind hasn't been? In other words, without proper training, followed by regular practice, you probably will not win a gunfight. Well, how did you measure up? Take the once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to start correcting your deficiencies by receiving your Commander Lifetime Membership with Front Sight Firearms Training Facility. A one-time donation to RBN for $500 will give you a Commander Lifetime Membership at Front Sight as a tremendously huge thank-you bonus.
$500 gets you two Commander memberships at Front Sight. $500 for two Commander memberships. Give one to whomever you would like.
Hello, I'm Dr. Leonard Horowitz. I was right 30 years ago in warning the world about threatening lab virus outbreaks, AIDS, and Ebola. I was right 20 years ago when FBI Director Robert Mueller made me a suspect in the anthrax mailings because I warned the Bureau before the CIA's biocrime and Cipro sales psyops happened. I was right about COVID-19 being an AIDS-laced mutagen planned to resurge this fall to excuse officials' profitable depopulation globalization agendas. And I was right about the only safeguards being antioxidants and holy spiritual sustenance. Vitamin C, D, zinc, chlorophyll, oxygen, and oxysilver especially transmits the frequency resonance to neutralize the expanded function bioweapon. Oxysilver is a double superconductor of the healing power of love. It is the first nutraceutical invented to amplify prayer power and the faithful, loving intention of your heart. Buy, try, and stockpile OxySilver through HealthyWorldStore.com.
Right, we are back on the alternative media. Farron in the studio saying, I am a conspiracy factualist and everyone else is a reality theorist. I wanted to finish up on the Mr. Hoogland. That is spelled H-O-O-G-L-A-N-D. The source for this was 100%fedup.com. The story is still there if you want to check it out or share that video. But on Tuesday, Mr. Hoogland is set to be arrested for violating the terms of the court, which prohibited him from speaking out about the ghoulish behavior of the doctors. I'm reading from the article. I don't have any update to that. I'm assuming that is this coming Tuesday he's set to be arrested. So what a world. What kind of clownery we have stepped into. Actually, I've got a story here. It's toward the bottom of the stack, but it's where a transgender won one of the beauty pageants. Maybe we'll get to it. So this gentleman's going to jail for fighting for the right to parent his child as he sees fit. And, you know, in this audience, I know you all agree that it would only be common sense that you would not let minors, you know, there's so many things minors, a minor can't go buy a gun. They can't enter into a contract till they're 18. I mean, it's just on and on and on. And it's that way for a reason. But that the court system is going to allow children to make these life altering decisions is just, you know, it has no basic in logic whatsoever, unless it only makes sense if you add in one thing, and that is that the recipe is to completely wreck a nation, promote every form of immorality and degeneracy, and have a nation that is just so divided and so immoral that it is actually Sodom and Gomorrah, and that is where they're trying to take us. So I wanted to get that in quickly. And you know, I know we talked extensively back after August of 2017 and all through 2018. We talked a lot about Charlottesville, and we're going to have to talk about it a little bit more because James Fields is back in the news, and I'm afraid nobody will cover the story. This is dailyprogress.com. A federal deposition of James Alex Field Jr. has been canceled after his counsel claimed his mental health has dramatically worsened. And this led me into trying to find out, you know, what depositions these years later are they into? You got to hear this. Fields, okay, according to recent motions filed in the case by his counsel, Fields' mental health has declined and he does not appear competent to understand directions from counsel that would be necessary to prepare him for the deposition. Additionally, the motions claim that Fields has been acting bizarrely and does not believe his attorneys are who they say they are. Fields believes the date was March 11th and became agitated when told that was not the date, the motion reads. Fields reported numerous scenarios regarding his current circumstances that were at least implausible, if not impossible, including that a doctor treating him at the facility participated in his sentencing hearing and was awarded restitution in his criminal trial. Fields said he planned to refuse to testify via a video deposition because of a concern that software will be used to manipulate his testimony, making his face on the video appear to say things that he is not saying. Now, this article went on to say that by refusing to take part in this deposition, that the court was trying to come up with some scenario to sanction, was the word they used, James Alex Fields Jr. So you're doing two life sentences plus 421 years, and they're looking for a way to sanction you for not cooperating with the Sines versus Kessler case, which is S-I-N-E-S versus Kessler, which is a current legal effort. My source on this is integrityfirstforamerica.org, and that is the organization that is behind pushing this lawsuit. And I just wanted to quickly get it in here. If you go to this integrityfirstforamerica.org and look into this, you'll see that this case is going through the courts. They've got about 24 different people that they're suing in various ways over Charlottesville. And that part of it says it sends a message to every hate group in the country. America will not give in to violence and hate. We will defend the dignity and equality of all people, and we will ensure this never happens again. And if you read through some of this, some of the action, I mean, they're just winning, winning, winning. If you remember Asmodor, he is on the lam. They have indicted him for using tear gas on counter protesters at the event. He has vanished, and some of this all comes from that same story. Although CNN has reported on the indictment and the apparently he has fled and no one has been able to find him. So I just wanted to say this thing is still ongoing. 3.5 years later, it's still going through the case, through the courts. And it is just incredible. Unbelievable. Coming up on a break, back in moments.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
For over 20 years now, Extendivite has proven time and again, it really works. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. I received an arterial switch at birth. In my mid-20s, I started getting slight runs of NSVT. Nothing too serious, but enough to cause worry. I started taking Extendivite a little over 2 years ago, and it helped cut the palpitations and NSVT down drastically. This isn't a cure-all supplement. I strongly recommend a good diet and exercise to aid in any heart troubles you may be having, and I strongly recommend giving Extendivite a try. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Is your property a financial burden and causing you grief? Have you tried to sell but can't find buyers? Or are you just too busy to sell your property? Don't worry. We have the right solution for you. We buy properties as is, with cash, close in 30 days, and pay all closing costs. Our service is ideal for property owners who are in pre-foreclosure, have high-end repair costs, experiencing financial hardship, going through costly divorces, are relocating, need cash for retirement, suffering family loss, or have tax liens. Whatever your situation may be, we can help you sell your property and get the money you need. If you own a single-family home or multiple family units, call us for a free consultation at 888-910-1037. That's 888-910-1037. Or visit our website at cashingproperty.com. That's cashingproperty.com. Sell your property fast and leave all your worries behind.
Hey there, are you going to wait till the cows come home to get your new Ease-Off drop-in lift?
What in the world is an Ease-Off drop-in lift?
Our Ease-Off is a new tool to increase production for your meat processing company that will get that whole hog or half a beef on or off your rail with our remote control.
That sounds great, but can I afford it?
Sure, and the Ease-Off installs fast. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue, speed up your line, and increase profits.
Okay, I'm convinced. Where can I get my Ease-Off?
Go to easeoff.com. That's EAZEOFF.com. And hurry, because we're offering free shipping for a limited time. Easeoff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
Ease-Off, LLC, 417-932-6419.
Studio, going to be taking your phone calls next hour. I was driving down the road and I caught some Glenn Beck one morning this week, and he had the county commissioner on from Dallas County, Texas, and I guess it's Dallas County, maybe it's the city, I'm not sure, but whichever, Dallas and Texas, and he was saying that the Biden administration was putting like 3,000 15 to 17-year-old illegal aliens that had crossed the border, minors, they claim, you know, we take all the minors, these babies that just walk from Guatemala up here, you know, into a convention center, and that they were going to be able to come and go as they please, and that, you know, this was going to be a horrific situation, And, of course, a lot of them would be probably 35 years old, claiming to be 17. But, you know, the whole, there wasn't COVID-19 testing them. Although, you know, we've seen in Texas where, and everywhere else in the country, where they'll arrest a hairdresser for trying to run their business, you know, while 400 people can be in Lowe's or whatever. I mean, just straight up mass manipulation of getting society to accept in your face tyranny. But anyway, I just wanted to get that in. I mean, what kind of insanity? And of course, he was saying they're flying and busing illegals all over the country out of Texas. I mean, how much is the American people really willing to put up with? I'm going to tell you what's going to happen, though. I'm going to put my big swami hat on. I'm going to make a prediction because this one's real, real easy. They're going to pass amnesty, but there's going to be a bunch of Republicans that's going to go along with it like they always do, the professional white flag erector team. And what they're going to say, here's the prediction, these Republicans are going to claim that they're giving amnesty, but they're going to get border security, the whole thing like happened under Reagan. And, you know, they'll have, like, more drones so they can watch the illegals walking in, I guess. But they're going to give amnesty, and the Republicans are going to try to act like they won something and that now we're finally going to have some sort of semblance of border security, which they've made a mockery of just implementing the laws that's already on the books now. So that is my prediction, because what else will they do? I mean, the Republican Party is completely, totally useless. We know what the Democrat Party is, but the Republican Party masquerades around like they're going to do something, and they don't do a damn thing except. And Trump this week, y'all all heard it. Trump this week, take the vaccine. Take the vaccine. That's about all I need to hear from Trump now. You know, because anybody that would tell you that they take the vaccine is either a fool or up in it. So I think those are the two choices. Next hour, if there's a third, you can share it with us. The head of Britain's COVID-19 program has warned that there will be a need for regular booster shots to protect people against the virus. New potentially vaccine-busting variants emerge. You know, I tell you, if people start dropping dead from taking this not a vaccine, here, like a lot of these doctors are warning, in months to come, they're going to claim that they died from the variant strain. And then that we need more shots because these people, this shot didn't keep them safe from the variant. I mean, I'm just guessing here, but they've got everything they want on the table here. It's really unbelievable if you tilt your head back and you think about how diabolically evil. And, you know, last week when I had Michael from New York, and we were talking about, you know, wrap your head around how they've got the whole world. And I can't say the entire whole world. I don't know what's going on in some of these countries. But the Western world, for sure, going along with this foolishness. And look at what it's doing to us. Suicide rates up, drug use up, businesses crashing, the debt skyrocketing, the borders open. Unbelievable. And use this for the... for the ability to just totally rig an election right in everybody's face. And here the head of Britain's COVID-19 program is getting us ready for what we've all talked about, the endless need for continued shots and booster shots. Peacock is his name, which is somewhat befitting, I guess, whose COG UK program has sequenced half the world's mapped COVID-19 genomes and said she was confident new variants would emerge that would render the current vaccines ineffective. Oh, so they're getting us ready for it. And listen to this one. The New York Times ran a story, and I had to take pictures of the story because they try to make you join to get the whole story. So I couldn't get the whole story, so I'm going to read the headline in the first paragraph. Walmart becomes largest U.S. vaccine provider to join push for, wait for it, digital vaccination credentials. People who get COVID-19 shots at thousands of Walmarts and Sam Club store may soon be able to verify their vaccination status at airports, schools, and other locations using a health passport app. on their smartphones. The retail giant said on Wednesday that it had signed on to an international effort to provide standardized digital vaccination credentials to people. It's all coming together, everyone. The company joins a push already backed by major health centers and tech companies, including Microsoft, Oracle, Salesforce, Cerner, Epic Systems, and MITRE Corporations, and the Mayo Clinic. Walmart is the first huge-scale administrator of vaccines that is committed to giving people a secure, verifiable record of their vaccinations, plural, said Paul Meyer, M-E-Y-E-R, the chief executive of the Commons Project Foundation, a nonprofit in Geneva that has developed the Health Passport app. We think many others will follow. So again, that is New York Times this past week. So they are, it's all coming together. You know, I think last week the first caller may have been Paul from New Jersey, and he was saying that we are on the road to the third world. And someone sent me a video of like Philadelphia at night. Woo! Lord, have my, but you know what? I told my wife, she was startled by it too. I mean, it was just, it looked like you were in Chad, Africa. But I told my wife, I said, you know, that is Philadelphia. That is Charlotte. I mean, you name it. That's Chicago. I mean, we could go on San Francisco, Los Angeles. That is, I mean, if you look at that and you think, you know, the people that have allowed this to be created and allowed this to happen to our country, in our country, are the very same people that are pushing for more of this. You know, it is an incredible situation where we find ourselves. A Canadian pastor who was jailed for holding in-person worship service in violation of COVID-19 restrictions will stay in jail until his May trial. And actually, I've got a clip. I don't know if I'm going to try to play it or not. Maybe we will play it. But according to church leaders, Pastor James Coates of Grace Life Church in Canada will stay in jail until May 3rd trial. Alberta Court of Queen's Bench Justice Peter Michelin ruled. Coates turned himself in to police after his church held in-person worship services on February 14th. This is a Christian headline story. The church had been ordered to close in January for previously violating COVID-19 health restrictions. The church did not cap attendance at 15% occupancy and did not enforce social distancing or masks. Coates was also ordered to pay a $1,200 fine. He turned himself in on February 16th. The law that Mr. Coates clearly intends not to be bound by remains valid and enforceable against him, the judge said. Mr. Coates strongly held religious beliefs and convictions do not overcome those valid and enforceable laws. Coates' lawyer, however, said the pastor felt he had to choose between God and the government. So that is where the people in Canada find themselves. And this is just, it's just incredible. I mean, you know, I know we have callers and sometimes we differ on even if this virus is real. Let's just take for granted, let's just say for the sake of argument that this is a real flu that's going around, or it's just the flu that normally goes around. The ability for these governments to use this to completely implement this tyranny is incredible. It is just incredible. Now, I had this to play last Saturday, and I didn't play it. And I heard John play it one night this week, and it's just a couple of minutes long. So I wanted to play it as well in case I know not everybody listens to every broadcast on RBN, and that's I can't either, so I understand. But this would be great, and I think it's on the RBN website. Sam may know for sure. It was earlier in the week. I'm just not sure if it's still there. But if you wanted this to send to some normies, you can email me at thealternativemedia@yahoo.com, and I'll send it to you. But let's play 25 questions to ask about the COVID hoax. This is number 4, please, Sam.
Here are 25 questions you can ask your friends and family who still believe that we're in the middle of a deadly pandemic. Number 1. If there really is a pandemic, then why don't we hear the constant wail of ambulance sirens throughout the day and night? If there really is a pandemic, then why are all the undertakers saying that business is either normal or less than usual? Number three, if there really is a pandemic, then why don't we see endless queues of people at cemeteries and crematoriums burying their loved ones? Number four, if there really is a pandemic, then why are all the statistics saying that the death rate was within normal parameters last year? Number five, if there really is a pandemic, then why have all the normal influenza deaths almost disappeared? Number six, if the first lockdown worked, then why are we doing it again? Number seven, if the lockdowns didn't work, then why are we doing the same thing again? Expecting a different outcome from the same procedure is a clear sign of insanity. Number eight, why is the government listening to their own very small panel of experts and refusing to listen to the vast majority of doctors, nurses, and health experts? Number nine, why do we see scenes of pandemonium in hospitals on TV when in reality they're all empty?
Where's all the sick people? Where's all the COVID patients? Where's all the COVID patients? Where are they?
Number 10. If there really is a pandemic, then why are there thousands of nurses out of work? Number 11. If the pandemic started in 2019, then how did all the governments around the world order and deliver COVID-19 PCR test kits the year before, in 2018? Number 12. If used and discarded masks could be highly contagious, then why do we see thousands of them littering the streets and countryside? Number 13. If there really is a worldwide pandemic, then why do the rules and regulations differ greatly from city to city and country to country? Number 14. If COVID doesn't affect children, then why are the schools shut? Number 15. If masks work, then why haven't we been using them every year for the flu? Number 16. Why have we never seen people keeling over and dying in the streets? Number 17. If we should avoid crowds of people, then why are the supermarkets that can hold hundreds of people open and your corner shop with only room for three people shut? Number 18. Why is the government calling positive PCR tests cases and not just a positive result? Number 19. Why has the BBC and all other media outlets failed to tell you that the World Health Organization has published an update saying that the PCR tests are unreliable and should not be used? Number 20. If a cough or sneeze droplet can carry up to 30 feet, then why are we socially distancing only 6 feet? Number 21. Why are you okay with rubbing poison into your skin 10 times a day? Number 22. Why do we need an experimental DNA-changing vaccine for a virus with a 99.97 recovery rate? Number 23. If the vaccine works, then why can you still catch and transmit the disease after you get the vaccine? Number 24. If you've had the vaccine, then why do you still have to wear a mask and social distance? Number 25. How many people do you personally know who have died from COVID? And then compare that number to how many people you know who have vaccine-damaged family members. Open your eyes, everyone, and look around. Ask yourself next time you leave the house, am I really seeing a deadly pandemic? If the answer to this last question is yes, then you really need to turn off your television. It is much easier to fool somebody than convince them that they have been fooled.
Wow, how about that? I thought that was really well done. Last week I told you I'd been in an urgent care and no one was there. I mean, no one. It was totally empty. This week I was in a doctor's office, totally empty. And I've been to this doctor over the years several times. Never saw it empty. Never saw it empty. But yet you ride around, people's wearing masks. There's big signs up in front of various stores. You can't come in without a mask. The local news media is telling people, even though you've been vaccinated, you still need to wear a mask and social distance. Some people wearing two masks. You know, we've seen Biden wearing two masks. Just totally incredible of what we're seeing here. And Zero Hedge read a story this past week. U.S. COVID relief was enough to give every taxpayer, wait for it, how about this, $41,870, but instead we got peanuts. Now, tucked away inside the American Rescue Plan is $3.5 billion handout to billionaire Bill Gates. While tens of millions of Americans face job loss and eviction, the Microsoft co-founder is being given a massive cash infusion for his so-called global fund to fight AIDS, tuberculosis, and malaria. Page 619 of the stimulus bill outlines that $3.75 billion will be made available to the Department of State to support programs for the prevention, treatment, and control of AIDS. Blah, 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 blah. Of this $3.75 million, $3.5 billion is being awarded specifically to Bill Gates. And, well, you may get a check for $1,400, you peasant, you. Back in moments.
Extendivite has proven time and again it really works. Here's a testimonial from Amazon.com. I am only 40, but I have put my body through hell working in manufacturing for 20 years. I recently started to notice a buzzing feeling along with a stuttering sensation with my heart. I had a full cardio stress done, which I passed. I decided to try Extendivite after getting the jingle stuck in my head. Halfway through the bottle, I really did notice a difference. After getting home from work, I would just sit in a chair for a few hours feeling like crap, and this stuff reduced that feeling along with heart discomfort to almost nothing. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Dreamer, but my heart's a gold. had a runaway high, so I wouldn't come home low. Just when things went right, it doesn't mean they were always wrong. Just take this song and you'll never be left all alone. Take me to your heart, feel me in your bones. Just one more night.
All right, we're back on the alternative media, Farron in the studio, running down the most insane news of the week. And yes, going to be taking phone calls after the top of the hour break. I'd like for you guys to weigh in on all of this. I mean, we got so much that's happening, and it's happening quickly. Here's some news that, well, it didn't make the NBC Nightly News, that's for sure. Brett Baum, who is the former CEO and president of the Cream Foundation, LGBTQ PB activist group that organized Milwaukee's drag, it says drag time story hour, but I believe that's drag queen story hour, has been arrested on 7 counts of child pornography, including uploading 27 videos and images containing child pornography. He's also a circuit court judge with 2 adopted children. This is a 100% fedup.com story as well. I mean, I'm part of when I printed this, I guess it only didn't get quite the edge or something. But anyway, that's pretty much the gist of it. Here we've got a circuit court judge that has promoted and is active in the drag queen story hour, has been able to adopt 2 children, and he's on 7 counts of child pornography. You know, what is happening now? They're doing to America and Canada and all these other countries what they did to the Boy Scouts. You know, everyone with common sense knew that it was not a good idea to put homosexuals in charge of the Boy Scouts. And then now look, it just totally ruined the whole organization, which was the goal. That was the recipe. They knew what would happen, and yet they done it. This unobtainable equality that is being promoted constantly now. You know, there's a story right now on Breitbart, the headline before I started the broadcast, where Kamala Harris was saying the United States is racist. It's always been racist. They've actually using so successfully racism, you know, is under every rock. Racism here, racism there, to push this massive divide. And I'll tell you, growing up in high school, we didn't have racial problems, nothing like what you see now, because this is created, it's manufactured, and then the corporations funding it. I want to get this in before the top of the hour break. A Reuters story: the U.S. Capitol policeman suspended an officer after anti-Semitic reading material was discovered near his work area, the department said on Monday. This was past Monday. The Washington Post, which first reported the story, said a congressional aide saw a printed copy of the protocols of the meetings of the learned elders of Zion at a checkpoint inside the entrance of a congressional office building. The tract, originally published in the 20th century, is you'd be fired for having a book. Coming up on the top of the hour, 512-248-8252, 512-248-8252, back in moments.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. While we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country, here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.